broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, August the 12th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, and it is a real Getaway Friday because I believe the Marion City Schools return to school on Monday. Isn't that something? The summer is basically over for Marion City Schools. Now, I have been talking to quite a few people in the last few days, and I know, I think over in Morrill, they don't go back until something like the first week of September. I believe some of the other county schools here in Marion go back before that, but last day, pretty much, of summer vacation for all of those kids in Marion City Schools. So it's I always remembered the last day of summer vacation. It was a little sad. You know, you knew you had school coming up on Monday. You had done your things all summer, played your sports, probably gotten into a different sleep pattern, and then here comes school on Monday. So, you know, to all the kids out there listening, or maybe more importantly, all the parents and grandparents out there listening, get ready. Monday morning, I think, kicks it all off again. I'm back in the studio today. I don't know if people can tell if I'm in the studio or not, depending on the microphone I'm using, but I'm back in the studio today. I had to take yesterday off, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And Wednesday, I had planned to be here, but I did an interview with Pat Carroll's daughter, remembering her from home, and I had all the audio clips at home that I wanted to play during that interview, so I didn't get a chance to come in on Wednesday. But glad to be here today. So let's kick off this Friday. Oh, it's going to be a good Friday to listen to, by the way. We don't have any Ohio State Fair tickets or Dublin Irish Festival tickets or anything of that nature, but we have food tickets to give away. And we all know Marion loves to eat. Now this morning we are going to give away tickets. I love to eat. We have a free smoothie. I don't believe we've given one of these away yet in this round. We have a free 20-ounce smoothie from Smoothie King. And trust me, those things are expensive. So to get a free 20-ounce smoothie is pretty good. No purchase necessary. We'll be giving that away this morning. We've got a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. They have, I love the breadsticks at Pizza Hut. A matter of fact, I have gone to other pizza places and gotten the pizza and then just gone to Pizza Hut for the breadsticks. So we've got a free order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. And then we've got the real topper here from Pizza Hut. Now listen to this. We've got a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. So not bad at all. And we'll be giving those to three different people. So we'll have three big winners here this morning on WWGH Radio. And again, we'll do Family Feud or some kind of trivia. We'll enter everybody into the contest and then we'll draw a winner. And that's how we'll do that here this morning. Now, here's where I have to start this morning. And I guess it kind of starts with not being here yesterday. Basically, yesterday I just had a checkup and a shot. I had to have a shot, which is, you know, that's not bad. But before they gave me this shot, they wanted to make sure that I would not have an allergic reaction to it. So they give you a steroid. Basically, they give you two different steroids. And this is not good because what happens is one of the steroids is Benadryl, and Benadryl makes you very tired. Now, the other steroid, I don't know the name of what it was, but it was just a potent steroid. So I took those. Now, here became the problem of how I got to no sleep last night. When I got back yesterday, which was fairly early from getting this shot, it only took about 5 minutes, but when I got home, I was extremely tired because of taking the Benadryl. I mean, it just knocks you out, and let alone taking two Benadryl. So I slept for about 2 hours yesterday afternoon. So that made sleeping last night a little difficult. And then I had this other steroid, which they said would probably be in my system for about 24 hours, that keeps you awake. Once the Benadryl wears off, this other steroid keeps you awake. So last night I did not go to sleep until after 2, was it after 2 a.m.? It had to be. It was close to 2:30. And then to be back up this morning before 7, that's a little rough. But if you hear any snoring on the microphone or anything this morning, you know I've just nodded off, and that's all that's happened. But boy, what a night that was. That Benadryl really knocks you for a loop. Now, I want to tell you about the shot, just because, and this is no reflection of the people who gave me the shot. I'm not exactly sure what happened, because I wasn't looking in that direction. Matter of fact, I didn't even feel the shot. They must use a very thin needle. I didn't even feel it. But here's what happens. They go to give you the shot, and they go, isn't this just what you want to hear over breakfast? They go in with the shot, and everything's fine. I didn't even feel it go in. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even sure that it was in. And the shot went in, and the girl's talking to me who was giving me the shot. And then at the end, she says, okay, well, I think we're done. And I can see she's got a Band-Aid on her finger that obviously she's going to put over the area where the shot went in. And she pulls out the needle, and before she can get to the Band-Aid, you know, I couldn't see it, because she gave me the shot in the stomach, which I guess they do because that's like diabetics. It doesn't hurt as bad when they put it in the stomach. I didn't hurt at all. I didn't feel it. So that was the good part. But she pulls out this needle, and I didn't realize it, but all of a sudden, there's a problem, because I don't know if it's because I don't normally get shots in the stomach, or it's just something with this particular shot, but we are having an issue with blood everywhere, and I'm talking about everywhere. It is just going everywhere, and of course I'm fully dressed. I'm not like in a hospital gown or anything. So this stuff is just going everywhere. On the pants, on the shirt. I mean, honest to goodness, it looked like I just came out of post-op. A post-operation. And she's trying to get this Band-Aid on. And she said, boy, you're a bleeder. And I said, well, I didn't know I was a bleeder. And when I've gotten blood out of my veins before, you know, just regular blood test, I've never had an issue like that. So I don't know what happened yesterday, but honest to goodness, it looked like Halloween in there. I mean, it was a mess. Now, I'm glad that the sight of blood clearly does not make me squirmish, but, ooh, gee whiz. I felt bad for the poor girl. She's trying to wipe it all up and get this Band-Aid on and get it stopped. It was a harrowing experience, as they say. So that was my episode yesterday for why I could not be in the studio, but glad to be back today, no longer bleeding, a little tired, but doing okay so far. Okay, so we got no sleep, and we've got the whole little story yesterday about the shot. Going to do the food giveaways, going to start that very shortly here on WWGH Radio. Want to say Linda Sims is doing a great job. I hope you caught her programs on Wednesday and Thursday. I just checked my answering machine messages. I don't check them very often. I'm very terrible about that, to be honest with you. And I had two messages from listeners, which, by the way, I'm in the studio today. So the telephone number is 740-383-9944. Don't call the other number. 740-383-9944. I had two messages. I didn't check them till late last night after I woke up from the Benadryl haze. And one message was from one of our, I'm not going to say anybody's name because I don't know if they want it said on the air. But one was from one of our longtime listeners who was trying to get through to Linda Sims. I don't know if they ever got through to her or not while she was on the air. I hope they did. And if not, hopefully you can get through to her next week. And another one was from one of our listeners who was trying to call the FCC to get a petition started to keep this station on the air. Which, you know, it might work. I don't know. I'm not telling anybody to do a petition because that would be wrong in my place as the program director here to do that. And I certainly did not initiate this petition. But apparently this listener called the FCC, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, and asked about starting a petition to keep us on the air. And I don't know if that'll go anywhere, but if either one of those people are listening right now and want to talk about that, the FCC issue, or trying to get through to Linda Sims, I did get your messages. I just do not check them. I need to get better at checking those. 740-383-9944. That's where I am here. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you being a Cubs fan, did you watch that Field of Dreams game last night?
You know, I didn't. I was going to watch it. What channel was it on?
Well, I don't. It was on my channel 9. I don't know what channel that is on Spectrum. It's,
you know,
Fox Network.
It was on Fox. Well, I don't have cable, which is probably why I didn't get to see it.
Oh, yeah, if you don't have cable, I mean, I don't know if you could have streamed it or not.
How was it? I was wondering about that.
The last I saw the score, it was Cubs 4, Reds 2.
Really?
And that was, I think that was the 7th inning.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Judging by the way the Reds are playing, the Cubs probably won.
Well, now tell the listeners who don't know what the Field of Dreams game was.
It is a field that is in Iowa that a guy built, and it has turned into a phenomenon. There was a movie made about it, and every year now they have two baseball teams go out there and play this, and old baseball players come walking out of the corn just like they did in the movie.
Now, who were the old baseball players?
You know, the only ones I knew were Ken Griffey Sr., Jr., and Johnny Bench, and Barry Larkin. There was a bunch of Cubs players, but, I mean, they didn't say their names, and I didn't recognize them.
Now, how was it decided? I think I read an article on this. How was it decided it was going to be the Reds and the Cubs?
I have no idea. I do not know how they picked the teams to do that, because I know last year it was the White Sox and the Yankees.
My two favorite teams, the Reds and the Cubs, and I'm hopeful. You know what? I might watch it today. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's probably on YouTube or something.
But what I think's interesting, it's all based on the Kevin Costner movie from the, what, late 1980s?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think is that? Because I've always tried to figure out. I mean, I know a lot of people love that movie, and a lot of people think it's the greatest baseball movie ever made. I disagree with that. I think 42 is the greatest baseball movie ever made.
Well, I'm partial to the Lou Gehrig story myself.
Lou Gehrig's not bad. And there's, you know, honestly, one thing, though, have you ever noticed probably the greatest player of all time, just for charisma and name recognition, is probably Babe Ruth. And there have been several movies made about him, but none of them any good, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that one John Goodman did, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but Goodman
wasn't an Oscar winner or nothing, but it wasn't bad.
No, but John Goodman is such a great actor that I thought if anybody could make a good movie about Babe Ruth, it would be John Goodman, because I think there was one made in the 40s or 50s that was terrible about Babe Ruth. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't, to me, when you're doing, like, 42 is about Jackie Robinson. I mean, you've got Harrison Ford, and you had, the gentleman who died very young played Jackie Robinson. But it was just such a good cast. Good story, good writing, great movie, 42. If people haven't seen it, they need to go see it. But The Babe, which I think is what John Goodman's Babe Ruth movie is called, I mean, his supporting cast I didn't think was very good, and I didn't really think it told the story of Babe. It told, You know, yeah, he was a guy who liked to party. We all know that. But I think the most significant part of the Babe Ruth story is after baseball, that he wanted to coach, and nobody would let him do it.
Yeah.
And that never gets told in these movies.
No. For some odd reason, I mean, it's not like a autobiographical. Somebody needs to do something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly, you have to cover his baseball career because he was tremendous, but why they don't take it up to the point to where he was trying to coach and they wouldn't let him. I don't know why they don't ever take it that far, because I think, you know, that's the tragedy of this man's life, and it's tailor-made for a movie, but it never gets done. And I don't know if it's because people see Babe Ruth as kind of a clownish figure, because he was a big guy, and he, you know, allegedly would call home runs. Now, that's still up for debate if he did that or not. But I really don't know why they can't make him a serious movie figure.
Well, maybe someday. There you go. That'll be a project for you. You can start writing a script and shop it around.
Well, you know, even a play. I would take a play at this point on Babe Ruth. I always thought President Harding would make a great movie if you were actually willing to tell the story in regard to his wife and his mistresses and the daughter that came along. I mean, that's a great story.
Yeah.
But I don't think they want
to
tell a lot
of
that.
They'd have to focus on more than just the off-color stuff. They'd have to focus on everything.
Well, yeah, I think it would. A part of the story that would be very interesting is starting out as a newspaper editor and then getting into the Senate, becoming president when really nobody thought he was going to. I think that's all very interesting, but anytime somebody does something on President Harding who knows a lot about him, they always try to delete the affairs and the child out of it.
Yeah, they don't want to. I guess they think it's making him look bad as a president, but, I mean, what he did is nothing new. I mean, that's been going on long before him and long after him.
Right, and I don't understand why that. I've never really understood why that's a black eye. Now, back in the 1920s, I understand it's a black eye, but nobody would think anything of that today. I mean, there have been very few presidents of the 20th century. Dwight Eisenhower, Franklin Roosevelt, John Kennedy, Bill Clinton. We can even go into the 21st century, Donald Trump. A lot of them had, Lyndon Johnson, had extramarital affairs. We know they did. Their mistresses have spoken. It's not like he was the only one. So
no.
I don't understand why this is such a revelation when it comes to him.
I have no idea. It's just what everybody's ever, as far as I know, that's all they've ever focused on when they talk about Harding.
Now, I will say, now I know there have been claims, but I think it's only ever been proven once that a president had a child with another woman. I don't think anybody else has ever done that. He might be the only one there, and I don't know. I've heard there are claims that the Kennedys had kids out of wedlock, and or John
Kennedy.
Well,
that wouldn't surprise me. The Kennedys were more famous for having affairs than they were for anything they did in political office.
But you know, it's funny because the Kennedys, I don't want to say it's looked on as a plus, but it's not taken as a negative.
It's like,
boy, they were jet setters, you know.
Yeah, the most celebrated.
Yeah, well, the Marilyn Monroe. He was with Marilyn Monroe. That's become one of the famous, most famous bits of footage of all time of her singing Happy Birthday to him.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so I don't know why that, on some people it's a bad thing, and on others it's a good thing. It's a very strange instance, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hopefully the Cubs won. I don't have the final score, but I hope the Cubs did win.
Well, like I said, I'm pretty sure it was the seventh inning, and they were still up 4-2.
Well, you will have to stay with us this morning. We got food giveaways.
Oh, I can't. I got to fix my mower. I'll listen to you out in the garage, yo.
Oh, sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now remember, I am back in the studio today, so it is that number, 740-383-9944. And we are going to have our food giveaways. But as I say, I got those two phone messages, one about trying to call the Linda Sims program. Hope that eventually did happen. And the other about petitioning the FCC. And I don't know what's going on with that, but if you'd like to do it, like I say, I would not encourage that, because as a member of the station, I don't think you should do that, but I would not deter you from doing that either, because I understand people do want us to stay on over the air. I understand that. So there you are. 740-383-9944. If anybody wants to talk about that on the air, give me a buzz. Okay. There was something else I wanted to talk about this morning. See, if I don't write it down, I forget it. Oh, I know. With school starting Monday, pretty much, for Marion City. I think they start over 2 days. It's like a staggered start, Monday and Tuesday next week. But the big news in the newspaper yesterday, which is probably in today's newspaper, somebody will have to tell me. I know it was online yesterday, is that Marion Harding's head football coach, Demetrius Ross, resigns a week before the season begins. I believe football season starts next Friday night. And their head coach has now resigned. So again, we're looking at Marion City Schools. And I don't know if it's happening everywhere. I can't speak to it. But, you know, just again to run it down for maybe a new listener out there, since the first of the year, we had the president of the school board resign. We had to go to Judge Fregali to get the new member of the school board appointed, which has never happened, because usually the school board can agree on the new member. They couldn't. So had to go to a judge here in town to pick the new school board member, which ended up being Tara Dyer. Then we had the assistant superintendent resign. Then we had the superintendent resign. Several principals resigned. Several teachers resigned. And now, 1 week before the start of the football season, 1 week, a week from today, the football coach resigns. Head football coach, which I'm sure is leaving them in quite a pickle over there at Harding. So again, my question to the listeners out there, is it just a coincidence? Is it just, hey, this is happening at Marion City Schools? Or because a lot of people keep saying, well, it's going on everywhere. It's going on everywhere. I don't know. I read the article on him leaving, and athletic director pretty well, I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was pretty well something like, we don't have a playbook for something like this to happen. The head football coach to resign 1 week before the start of the season. So, do you think there's something abnormal going on at Marion City Schools? Or do you think this is just par for the course? A lot of people angry about this. I read some of the comments yesterday about him resigning. Some people said he was forced to resign. Some people were saying, how could you leave the kids a week before the season? All kinds of stuff like that yesterday. Now, in the newspaper, I believe they do say that he did resign. He was not let go. So that rumor will just have to fly out the window for the moment. But do you have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people have a lot of kids that go to Marion City Schools, and you might have some kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews, friends who are getting ready for the big football season. Starts next Friday night. And you lose your head coach 8 days before the start of the football season. That's going to be problematic. That would be problematic for an NFL team. So, again, phone lines are open. Do you have any thoughts on that? This is kind of like the other day when I was asking about, do you have a favorite teacher? That conversation absolutely went nowhere, which is kind of disappointing because I would have liked to have thought that everybody did have a favorite teacher. But maybe not. So, any thoughts on Demetrius Ross, Harding's head football coach, resigning 8 days before the start of the football season? You know, a football coach resigning is not usually a big story. I mean, it's a story, but they leave, they come and go. I think the difference here is, as there has been such problem in Marion City schools with teachers and administrators leaving, and now 1 week before the season. I think that's the real story here, is that it's happening, you know, 8 days before the start of the season, and that's really what's making people angry. So again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Got to make sure I'm given the right number, 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on that? I do have to say, yesterday, did anybody see, by the way, is that in the paper today, or was it in yesterday about Demetrius Ross, the paper edition? If you get the paper edition of the Marion Star, let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, I believe in yesterday's newspaper, they did the tribute article to Mike McQuarrie, Coach Mack, that he had passed away Monday at the age of 70. And I'm so glad that they did that. Nice big article. It was very well done. And I certainly tip my Cubs cap to the Marion Star for doing that article on Coach Mack. It kind of filled us in on some of the things he did with Marion City Schools and the lives that he really did touch. There were a lot of educators, but he had a real profound impact on other people. Did anybody read that article on Coach Mack and think anything of it? Like I say, I mean, I was there when he was there. We knew each other. I saw him about a year ago, and we talked. Oh, here we go. A very, very nice man. But, you know, unfortunately, we all got to go. I got the paper here in front of me, so this is good. Yeah, it was right above the fold, too. Beloved Marion educator dies. Now, that's something you like to, not that he died, but you like to see that a beloved educator. Mike McQuarrie, Coach Mack, touched many lives. I'll read a little bit of this for you here this morning if you didn't get a chance to read it. I love ya. These were words former Marion educator Mike McQuarrie would say to his students each day. An administrator with Marion City Schools, Kenton City Schools, and Elgin Local Schools, a Marion City Schools school board member, a community leader and a family man, a friend, and a coach to many, McQuarrie, or Coach Mack, was an inspiration to many in education and beyond. After a two-year battle against cancer, his eldest of three sons, Matthew McQuarrie, announced on Facebook Monday that the Marion community leader died Monday evening, surrounded by his family. Noting that as of Wednesday, the post had received almost 600 comments and nearly 1,000 shares. I mean, it's just amazing. And they quote here what his son was saying on social media. But it was such a nice article, so well done. And then there's a bigger elaboration on it from people here in the Marion community talking about what he did and what he said, and also talked about the James Cancer Research Center, which I believe is where he was for the last few weeks of his life. I don't know. It just is an amazing article. Talked about talking about how people got in the education profession because of him. So it's just nice. The family is still making arrangements, but his funeral and obituary. About his funeral and obituary, but holding a celebration of life at Knights of Columbus Monday, August 15th from 3 to 7 p.m. with a formal portion of sharing stories of McQuarrie's life starting at 6:30 p.m. So it's tough, but what a good guy he was, and I'm glad that made the top fold of the paper. I guess this would have been yesterday's paper. August the 11th, so I don't see the story about Demetrius Ross in here, resigning as head football coach, so that must be in today's paper. But beloved Marion educator dies, Coach Michael McQuarrie. Now, did anybody get a chance to read that article yesterday, think anything of it? I thought it was very, very poignant, as I say. 7403839944. That's 7403839944. Do you have anything to say in regard to that article or to Demetrius Ross leaving as head coach of the Harding football team 8 days before the start of the season? All right, what else is on the agenda? Well, we've been talking a lot about business here in Marion. Business is coming and going. And as we have it now, Sika is building a warehouse, is what we've learned, out on 309 and 98. So the plant will continue at this point. And I guess that's also why they are allowed to do that, is because it's going to be a warehouse. Burke's Outlet is coming to the Kohl's Plaza. Now, does anybody know anything about Burke's? I've never been to a Burke's. So if anybody knows, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. The Chicken Shack is closed. Apparently food costs hurt the Chicken Shack. They went under. Bath and Body Works, we still haven't had it confirmed. And let me just say again, this is definitely a rumor that they'll be moving from the mall to the Kohl's, do you call that a shopping center, I guess? Kohl's Shopping Center, at the end of their current lease. Haven't had it confirmed, but we heard a lot of talk of that. We've also had a talk of the old Sears store here in Marion becoming a temperature-controlled storage, and that Speedway will be moving from one side of the street to the other, moving where they are right now on Barks Road and 309, not Barks Road and 309, Barks Road and Delaware Avenue, to the other side of the street where Sears used to be in their parking lot, tearing down the old store. Still don't know what's going on with the certified on Main Street here. Apparently they filled in the pumps, but no further action has been taken there. Office Max out behind the mall is now a warehouse for Hauser Racing. The Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place, which is out on Route 4, beyond the Moto Mart, and I guess it's a plumbing place out there now. They are open. Apparently people were out there eating last weekend. And Del Taco still remains to be just kind of sitting there. Now, we've heard, again, supply issues, but then we also heard that they're having issues with the setup there, the parking, and how that's all going to shake out in the end. So does anybody have any words on anything else new in Marion or anything to contribute to what we've just talked about? 740-383-9944. Again, I like to think of us as the town hall of the airwaves, that we can share information like this and hopefully get it out to people. And sometimes we're going to be right, and sometimes, you know, I'm sure we'll be wrong, but at least we're getting it out to the people. Has anybody actually eaten at the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place out here on Route 4? I don't know if anybody's been out there yet or not. I'm interested to know what kind of barbecue exactly they have. And we don't have the Bath and Body Works move confirmed as of yet, and not sure what Burke's is. So still waiting for that. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this Scott is Pastor Steve. How are you?
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Good. What's your question this morning?
Well, actually, we're just going over some things here in Marion, some changes in the area.
Well, what kind of changes have you been talking about?
Quite a few going on. There's a new Sika plant being built out on 309 and 98.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. A new warehouse, I guess, so they must be doing a lot of work, which is a good thing.
Great products. I used them for years in construction.
Absolutely. And a Burke's Outlet is coming to the Kohl's Shopping Center. So
the women, a lot of ladies, they'll like that.
They will like that. They'll be running out there. And the old Sears building, a lot of construction going on out here where the mall was. The old
Sears doing?
Well, the old Sears building apparently is going to be turned into a temperature-controlled storage unit, which we don't have in Marion, I don't think.
No, and that's something that, you know, I used to think of that back when they had furs. You know, fur vaults were always temperature-controlled storage units. But people don't wear furs anymore.
No, they don't. That became a thing of the past for a lot of women.
maybe faux furs, but not the real thing.
Somebody told me they store cars in temperature-controlled storages.
Oh, yes, yes. How interesting is that? I still, though, would like to see something with foot traffic.
Well, you know, what they've got, this is kind of interesting that Speedway is moving across the street to the Sears parking lot.
Okay.
My guess is they're doing that probably to get in the county, because they're in the city right now, because that's the city-county count-off there at cutoff there at Barks Road.
Okay.
So that's going on. Now, a new restaurant opened up out on Route 4 beyond the Moto Mart here. It's called the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Stand.
When did they open up?
Real recently, within the last 2 or 3 weeks, I guess.
Wow.
So
that's great.
Yeah, and then the final thing we have here is that the Office Max, which was behind the mall and was closed for years, is now being used as a warehouse for Hauser Racing.
No, all be.
All positive.
All positive. It really is. I'd still like to see that mall open back up for something. You know, I so enjoyed taking my kids there when they were young. You know, it was nice. You'd see people you knew, and it was just a nice day out. You didn't even have to spend any money, really.
No, and it was great to. It was a great communal place because you could eat at the tables in the center of the mall and visit with people who maybe you didn't know, maybe you did know, and it was a lot of one-stop shopping. But you had to go in and out of different places, so you met different cashiers, different associates. It's too bad those are going by the wayside.
It really is.
Yeah, it's very, very unfortunate. So what's new with you, Pastor? I haven't got to see you for a while.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been everything. We've just been, we're in an amazing growth spurt, for one, and a lot of new young families coming on board, and I was being talked to in the other ear. Anyway, a lot of new young families, a lot of excitement going on. We've been using the building down the street part of the time. Excuse me. Just a lot of neat stuff, a lot of programs. We just got done with our school drive. We helped with the schools getting all that going. We just finished our summer lunch program. We had our average. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, just been doing a lot of that kind of stuff. We're getting ready for, as a matter of fact, right now outside going on is the, we do coffee on Friday mornings in front of the church. We have free coffee and pastries.
Oh, great.
And on Friday mornings. And that's a nice draw, kind of a foot traffic thing for people, you know, walking or their dogs or jogging or even people stopping on their way to work. Just trying to do more community things, a lot of neat stuff like that. Preparing for school to start, of course.
Well, that's how we started the morning this morning, talking about, you know, Marion City starts next week. It's hard to believe it's already here.
Yes, and my granddaughter is starting her first year of teaching full-time at Marion City.
Oh, how cool.
And she's got her own first grade this year.
I bet she's excited.
Oh, she's been excited. She's been at that school working on her classroom now, I think, well over a month, just getting it perfect for, you know how excited teachers can be.
Oh, and it takes a while to get the classroom set up. You want to have it just right on day number one.
Yeah, you do, and she loves the kids. It's going to be a great time. You know, she chose, she had offers to teach in several schools in the area, and she chose Marion City. That's where she did her student teaching, and she just really loves those kids, and really loves the kids in Marion City, and so that's where she's going to be starting out her teaching at. I'm excited for her. A lot of positive things going on, though, Scott. My word.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm seeing community spirit out of people. I think that one thing good, I really think, because I know I'm done even talking about it with people. I think people are done talking about politics.
I think so. I still never really understood this. I mean, what's going to go on is going to go on, and what's going to happen is going to happen. But I never really understand beyond everybody. It's like the weather. I mean, I think it should be talked about like that. Did you see? Did you hear? Okay, what do you think? What do I think? And now on to the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing about it is that I heard someone say something one day that I thought was an excellent idea, and they were talking about what the negativity of listening to certain things will do for you. And they basically said, you know, some people get so engaged and caught up in talk shows that are very politically driven and motivated, and they do it, you know, whether on the right, the left, or wherever. And the problem is, this person asked the question, when you're watching that or in the middle of that or when you get done with it, how do you feel? Does it motivate you to do anything positive? Does it motivate? Are you happy? Are you? But does it motivate you? If all it does is make you get mad and talk a lot, it did you no good.
Well,
and so many times, what can I do, Pastor Steve Whitaker, in the community I'm in to better the United States of America? And the truth of the matter is, I can do what I can do. And it doesn't really matter what the DOJ does. It does. It affects us all. But I'm not going to do anything personally to affect anything that goes on in Washington, D.C.
Well, and that's it. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen. But, we've talked about this, and I've even elaborated more on this recently. Because there are so many stations right now, so many media outlets, and I'm not saying all, but they have a very direct approach to what they're doing, and every show on those stations has that same direct approach. And that's why if you are not on or a part of a station that has differing viewpoints or doesn't have somebody saying, hey, talk about this, you're not going to reach a lot of people whose mind you might change or at least enlighten with a different perspective, which I think is very important. And I also feel that way not just about politics or opinions. I feel that way about music. If you're a talk station on a music or a talk show on a music station, people are tuning into that station to listen to music. I don't know that I wish everybody the best, but I don't know what the survival rate of that is in the midst of all
that
music.
I agree. And I think that's why I think it's important with what you're doing, Scott, and what the board has done there, is that you really try and make an effort to be balanced. Because when we start, if you want to draw a mixed audience, you don't want to, oh, that's that liberal talk station. You don't want to hear that. Or you don't want to hear, oh, that's those crazy conservatives. You know, what you want to hear is, yeah, there's some real interesting points on that show. And, you know, yeah, I like some people. I don't like these people, but I tune in to listen to this, and I heard that. That's what you want. That's what you want in a good talk show.
Well, absolutely.
And we don't see that much out there.
Well, and you know, honestly, and I say we haven't had a chance to talk for quite a few months now, but really, it was one of the impotents when the board met the last time for one of the big pushes for digital is we get so many listeners from West Virginia, Florida, California, Columbus especially is a hotbed for people listening to us the digital way, and we think we can take that approach of we are not liberal, we are not conservative, we've got a little bit of everything, and I think there's not a bad show on this station. Constructive wise, and why not bring it to a bigger audience? That's kind of really the big impetus behind it.
Well, you know, Scott, I would agree with you. You have some hosts that I don't agree with at all.
Exactly.
And and I'm sure they don't agree with me at all, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad show.
That's right. Well, see, and that's the difference between a bad show and a show you don't agree with. That's very important to point out. Structurally good, you don't have to agree with the host, but the show can still be professional. Let's say that.
Well, I think Adam came on with us. You know, he was basically doing your job there at the, with us at the station for, what, oh boy, 6 months maybe?
About 4.5.
Is that all it's been?
Yeah.
Anyway, and honestly, there's areas, Adam and I agree, there's areas, Adam, I don't agree at all, but we were able to keep it light and keep it on target and enjoy being there. So,
what's,
that's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly, and I wish more stations adhered to that. Unfortunately, I guess they have their right. I remember one time, it's short, but I worked at a station, and I remember I came in, and I'm not going to say who the mayor was at the time, but the owner of the station, after I'd already signed on, said, you can never have the mayor on.
No, brother.
Yeah, and I thought, well, why? Why can't I have the mayor? Because he won't come on my show and answer tough questions. And I thought,
so what?
Yeah, that's what I thought, well, okay, maybe he...
Maybe you could have got to it.
Well, yeah, and he would have come on. I know he would have come on. And I never understood that, but there is a bend in people's mind. But you know what? A lot of that, the real war in media, because we do bring up media a lot, the real war in media is not necessarily... what you have on. The real war is the outlet being run by somebody who has been in the broadcasting industry, who understands what it takes to pump out a good show. And that's, you know, I think our track record speaks for itself after 8 years, 8.5 years, and the national news stories that have come through here. Show me another station in this area that's done that. Show me a station in Columbus that's done that.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of that, you know, honestly, the credit to that goes back and lands in your lap because you've made a concerted effort to open roads that most people would never think they would be possible. And, you know, with a lot of guests and different people. And one thing that you do, and I feel that I can be this way also, is I would not be afraid or nervous. I have to be honest, I'm saying this. I would not be afraid or nervous to interview anyone.
No.
And I don't care who, if someone told me that, hey, you're going to be on with Joe Biden tomorrow, or you're going to be on with Donald Trump tomorrow, or anybody, Fidel Castro, I wouldn't be nervous about it. And I think that I could be not only ask questions that were that made sense and people would maybe want some answers to, but also ask it in a way that I'm not going to be offensive and run them out the door. And well, I think that you kind of mastered that with people.
Well, I'll tell you that it happened about a year ago, and it was a big news was having Bill Cosby on, and a lot of people said, well, you know, gosh, I heard, you know, wouldn't you be intimidated by Bill Cosby? Wouldn't you be afraid that would turn people off? Well, it was on the front page of the USA Today, so I don't think it turned too many people off. And it got a whole group of people in Boston listening to this station who would have never heard of this station had it not been for that.
Right, exactly. And you know, Scott, you do those interviews, and I've always said this about people, and God's blessed me with the ability to understand and be comfortable with people that some would call on the bottom of the barrel and some would say on the top of the mountain. It just doesn't matter to me. I can be comfortable with anyone in that way, but the thing is that we all have to understand is, just because somebody is in a spotlight, just because they've done all these things, that is just nothing more than the avenue they have chosen to go.
That's it.
They have a daily job just like you. They have the same, you know, they have hurts, they have pain, they have happiness, they have desires. And the bottom line is everyone desires to be loved. Everyone, whether they admit it or not. And... we're not all that different, Scott.
No, I would agree totally. Are we going to have what's coming up next hour, Pastor?
Hey, are you on the air now?
I am, but I am going to break, so I can. If you call right back, I'll pick up the phone.
All right, see you, buddy.
Thanks,
hey,
Pastor.
Everybody out there, have a blessed day.
All right. Pastor Steve Whitaker, we're going to be back here in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.